You appeared before the U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs last week to provide testimony on the opiate epidemic. I was watching your testimony, and you stressed the importance of addressing fentanyl use. So how is this exacerbating the opioid epidemic, this use of fentanyl?
Well, fentanyl is an opioid that's about 50 times more powerful than heroin. It's manufactured in, actually chemicals that are used to manufacture it come primarily from China, brought into the country, and then are transported to Mexico and Canada where they're manufactured into fentanyl, then brought into the country. It's very, very cheap, many more times powerful than heroin, and then it's used as part of the mix by drug dealers to enhance the power and improve their profitability. The danger is it's much more likely to cause overdose. But I had also mentioned that in my testimony, that was only part of my concern was the fentanyl leading to increased deaths. But I was as concerned that with the current changes being put forth by the American Health Care Act and our president's proposed budget cuts, as well as some of the deliberations in the Senate to reduce particularly Medicaid, but by having those reductions really threatens our ability to treat patients with heroin addiction. And if that comes to pass, we could be seeing really horrific amounts of death in our communities.
And this would be the combination of funding cuts for programs like Medicaid and also the repealing the Affordable Care Act in exchange for the American Health Care Act.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, we're looking at somewhere in the ballpark of $1.4 trillion being cut. And it was estimated that in Delaware alone over 10 years, we could lose $2 billion. Now, our health system, particularly the health system that has been designed to assist with drug treatment, is not flush with money and opportunity. It's we're really still trying to build that system out, and if that system is gutted, I really foresee the collapse of the public health programs. And with that, in an inability to treat drug addiction, we're going to see really horrific overdose deaths in the next year or two.
And you did say in your testimony that the opioid epidemic is critical, urgent, and getting worse, and there has been this increased attention to it. So why is it getting worse despite all of this people paying attention now? It's still getting worse.
Yeah, it's one thing to pay attention and talk about something. It's another to fund it. So we've seen a lot of talk and a lot of, I think, well-intentioned efforts towards communicating the peril that is happening and the causes for worsening addiction. We've seen regulatory efforts to reduce the access of prescription opiates in our communities, and those are all good things. But the genie's out of the bottle. So not only do we have a prescription drug issue, but now we have a heroin epidemic that's complicating that. So individuals who were originally exposed to prescription drugs are now switching over to heroin. And separately, we have individuals who are starting with heroin. So in our communities, we're having both prescription drug epidemic, heroin epidemic, both of which can have fatal outcomes. So it's very perilous moving forward.
So what are some of the solutions, things that could help? I know it sounds like from what you've said that funding is definitely critical to being able to help people for treatment.
Yeah, we're actually learning how to manage better and opiate withdrawal and identification of individuals who are opiate dependent and in need of care. And here at Christiana, for example, we've started to screen all of our medical admissions with very simple two-question screener, and we have automated through our electronic health record the ability to identify opiate withdrawal quickly and bring to bear treatments to address that opiate withdrawal very, very quickly. And at that moment, if we can treat the withdrawal, we can help use that to leverage them into care. And we've been very successful. Two-thirds of the patients coming in opiate withdrawal will agree to go into care and then work with us on medications like Suboxone, like methadone, to move into drug treatment programs in the community. And we've been very successful. In fact, in our first group of patients that we studied, two-thirds were agreeable to getting into care. Of those individuals, more than three-quarters of them showed up to the first appointment in the community. And of that group, 70% were there a month later. So we've figured out ways to identify these individuals who are opiate-dependent on heroin and prescription drugs, address their withdrawal, use that as a means to get them into care in the community. And if you're in drug treatment and you're on Suboxone in the community, you're not going to overdose.
I wanted to just touch on real quickly these three new bills that the governor signed into law this week. And a kind of a brief overview is that they help the state keep a closer eye on people who might be overprescribing opiates through the prescription monitoring program. And it also helps make sure that insurance covers addiction treatment. So in your view, is this a step in the right direction? Is this enough to kind of get Delaware going down that track to battle the opioid epidemic?
Yeah, certainly you need a broad approach. You need to be able to continue to monitor and make sure that prescription drugs are being prescribed, controlled drugs are being prescribed in a responsible manner. We really have to preserve access to drug treatment for those who have this chronic disease called addiction. Without that treatment, we're going to end up with individuals relapsing. And relapsing nowadays with heroin is often a fatal event. So any bill that is going to ensure that individuals are covered, that insurance companies have to provide that coverage, is something that I support. More so now, in the face of what we've seen from the American Healthcare Act, where some of those protections for those with individuals with mental health and substance abuse issues, protections to ensure that they're cared for like other medical problems, the AHCA does away with those protections. So I think our state is being very smart in trying to preserve what is kind of absolutely critical part of the any solution to addressing heroin epidemic.
And with these proposed cuts on a federal level and the fate of the Affordable Care Act and the balance unknown in the future, do you see it as possibly coming down to states, cities, local districts to have to basically take on the opioid epidemic at this level?
Well, I think that's the absolute intent from what we're seeing in Washington is to really wash their hands of this issue and push it on to the states. States that are already impacted fiscally and not in a position to take more on. And so that could be catastrophic. So when you hear about block grants and the notion that states will have more latitude to address a problem locally is, in my mind, is kind of buzzwords or code for we're just going to wash our hands and we're going to let the states pay for this. The amount of dollars that they're projecting to give to this issue are really pale in comparison to what's needed.
Dr. Horton, I appreciate you taking time to talk with me today about this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Jim.